Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A former premier believes the Liberal leadership change will encourage more women to support the party. Libby Metten will start her first full day in the role this morning after taking over from David Honey unopposed. Colin Barnett says it's a new start after a tough couple of years.
Voters will see it as at last the Liberal Party, through Libby, trying to make a fresh start for the West Australian Liberal Party. So I would expect that support for the Liberal Party will increase.
It's not the only leadership change. Shane Love is settling into his new role as WA Nationals leader, replacing Mia Davies. Firefighters are continuing to battle an out-of-control bushfire burning near 2J, northeast of Perth. Parts of the town and surrounding areas are under a watch and act alert. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services says there is still a possible threat to lives and homes. There's still no sign of a tiny radioactive capsule lost in transit somewhere between a mine site in the state's north and Perth. Emergency crews are continuing to comb a 1,400-kilometre stretch of road. Additional specialised equipment from the federal government was sent in yesterday to boost the search effort. New workplace entitlements will be available for millions of Aussies from tomorrow, allowing employees to access up to 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave. The federal government hopes the change will stop people having to choose between their own safety and earning money. In sports, Steve Smith and Beth Mooney have taken out Australian cricket's top honours, Smith claiming his fourth Alan Border medal, while Mooney took the Belinda Clark Award. And paceman Mitchell Starc has declared he's on track to play in the second test against India. He's been ruled out of the series opener with a finger injury, but has told Fox Sports he's keen to take his protective guard off and get back to work.
The good thing is I can keep my workloads up, so as soon as it comes off I can adapt to 2 days in India and away we go to the second test hopefully.